Secrets of Strixhaven, What to Buy, How to Start Playing, and When the Codex Bundle is Worth It. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Using Puzzlewick's affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. For an immediate Commander game, choose a complete Secrets of Strixhaven Commander deck. For four friends learning Draft, choose Draft Knight. The Codex Bundle is a mixed opening experience, not a playable deck. 6 play boosters, 2 collector boosters, 2 of 6 possible promos, and 20 foil basic lands. Buy collector boosters for their exclusive treatments, never because a spectacular pull seems due. A magical university is an excellent setting for magic and a dangerous setting for a shopping cart. Everything appears to offer admission. Some boxes contain a deck, some contain an evening, some contain a rather beautiful invitation to buy more boxes. This is a researched buying guide, not a hands-on unboxing review. Product contents come from Wizards' official collecting guide. Margot supplies Puzzlewick's editorial recommendations. Prices and seller terms stay on the retailer's live page. Start with the evening, not the most expensive box if your friends play Commander. Buy one complete pre-constructed deck and borrow a seat at a beginner-friendly table. If four friends want to discover cards together, Draft Night provides a defined event. If opening and sorting is the entertainment, choose a bundle or codex and decide the stopping point before removing the wrapper. If there are only two beginners, you do not have to begin with a multiplayer Commander deck. Wizards also lists the Eerie and Life Gain theme decks. Each contains a ready-to-play 60-card deck, 5 double-sided tokens, a deck box, reference card, and strategy insert. You need a deck for each player. These are a different product from the 5 100-card Commander decks and the 40-card Welcome decks. For a teaching pair, choose one complete deck for each person and confirm that both boxes are the intended edition. A booster is a random selection, not a promise of a coherent deck. A pile can contain valuable cards and still be a miserable first opponent. The most direct route to a satisfying night is the product that supplies the activity you actually wanted. Already comparing magic with another hobby, take the two beginner starter box route first. For this campus, Margot's rule is shorter. Choose your timetable before buying the uniform. 5 colleges, 5 reasons the game feels different. Strixhaven connects its academic disciplines to magic's 5 enemy color pairs. Silverquill uses white and black for rhetoric and influence. Prismary uses blue and red for expressive magic. Witherbloom uses black and green for life, decay, and resource exchange. Lorehold uses red and white to excavate history. Quandrix uses green and blue for mathematical growth. That is why the setting works. Your subject of study becomes something your deck does. In Wizards' descriptions of the 5 2026 Commander decks, the colleges offer distinct ways to enjoy a game. Silverquill influence. Killian redirects the table's attention with tapping, goading, and creature control. Choose it if negotiation sounds entertaining, not exhausting. Prismary artistry. Ruther rewards large spells with large elementals. The attraction is building toward a theatrical turn. Witherbloom pestilence. Dina turns sacrifices into useful resources. Losing your own small creatures can be part of the plan, not a mistake. Lorehold spirit. Quintorius creates spirits as cards leave your graveyard. Yesterday's cards become today's army. Quandrix unlimited. Zimone combines X spells, counters, and discounts. Pick it if you enjoy watching several small advantages multiply. These are playstyle descriptions, not a tested power ranking. They are also not the 2021 Strixhaven Commander decks. Silverquill Influence and Silverquill Statement are different products, however familiar the college crest looks. My first deck test is social as much as mechanical. Can you explain what your deck wants to do in one sentence? I want to persuade those creatures to attack somebody else. Starts a much better conversation than I bought the supposedly strongest one. Ralzaic. Let the card introduce its college look at the card type, colors and abilities before worrying about the prestige of the character. Those visible details are the bridge between the campus fiction and the decisions you will actually make. For your first games, explain one ability in your own words and check it against the card. You do not need to memorize the whole set to enjoy one deck. Quandrix, a theme still has to become a plan. A college identity is an invitation, not a complete strategy. Read what this card rewards, then ask which cards in your hand help you do that. That small question is more useful to a beginner than trying to rank every college in the abstract. Choose the play pattern you want to repeat, then choose a product that actually supports a game. The Codex Bundle. A mixed sampler, not a shortcut, verified contents. 6 play boosters, 2 collector boosters, 20 traditional foil basic lands, 2 promo cards selected from 6 possibilities, 2 reference cards, an oversized spindown, and a storage box. The possible promos include Soul Ring and the 5 enemy color talismans. 2 promos does not mean all 6 or a guaranteed Soul Ring. The Codex earns its place when the mixed opening, foil lands, and keepsake box are things you would enjoy independently. Compare the retailer's total with the separate products you genuinely intended to buy. Assign unwanted extras 0 personal value. A large pile of accessories does not create savings if none was on your list. My verdict: a strong gift for an established Strixhaven fan who enjoys opening cards, a poor first purchase for someone expecting a ready game. Count the Codex contents before valuing the extras, set the 2 collector boosters beside the 6 play boosters in the official contents image. They are different products, not 8 interchangeable packs. The 2 promos are a selection from 6 possible cards. The picture does not promise that every codex contains the same pair. For a gift, ask whether the recipient likes opening and sorting. For yourself, ask which extras you would still want if none of the random cards were especially valuable. That answer is more useful than adding up optimistic marketplace listings. Play boosters and the ordinary bundle. The useful middle A play booster contains 14 magic cards, plus a non-foil punch-out counter card or double-sided token. A display contains 30 packs, 30 by 14 equals 420 magic cards, excluding those extra counter token cards. That is not 30 finished decks. Every play booster includes at least 1 mystical archive card. Ordinary opening therefore offers interesting art and reprints without requiring a collector booster. The ordinary bundle provides 9 play boosters, the foil Wisdom of Ages promo, 30 basic lands, reference cards, a spindown, and storage. It is a finite way to sample the set. It is not the codex, and its 9 random packs are not a predetermined standard deck. These counts follow Wizards' detailed contents list. Choose the ordinary bundle for a contained opening and the play booster display when its packs have a real job: a group event, repeated limited games, or a pre-budgeted opening. Do not buy the display solely to hunt one known card. Margot says, a bundle can be the whole afternoon. You are allowed to enjoy the cards, put the lid back on, and graduate without buying the campus. When a play booster display makes sense, a 30-pack display earns its space when you have planned uses for its packs. A shared opening with an agreed budget, several limited sessions, or a collection you enjoy sorting. It does not guarantee the card you have already picked out online. Before paying, write down who is opening the packs, who owns the cards afterwards, and what supplies the event still needs. If the answer is only, perhaps this one will have the expensive card, pause. A wish is not a format. Sundown Pass. Lands are part of the experience too. A land may be less theatrical than a showcase creature, but its entry condition affects what you can do this turn. Read that condition before counting it as immediately available mana. When you sort an opening, separate cards that help your existing deck from cards you merely admire. Neither pile is wrong, they just have different jobs. Draft Night. Turn the packs into 4 people having a game. Draft Night contains 12 play boosters, 1 collector booster, 90 basic lands, 10 tokens, and an insert. Its supported 4-player pick 2 draft uses 3 play boosters per person. Players choose 2 cards at a time as directed, pass the rest, and build 40-card minimum decks from the drafted pool plus basic lands. Before opening anything, agree what happens to the collector booster. The product presents it as a prize. A beginner table can agree another allocation before the event. The important part is that everyone knows the arrangement. Do not spring a high-pressure prize structure on the person still learning when to draw. For the first deck, roughly 17 lands in 40 cards is a useful starting point, not a lore. Stay with 2 colors unless your fixing supports more. Prefer a curve of castable creatures and a few useful interaction spells over a handful of magnificent cards stranded in your hand. Host checklist. 4 seats, a clear table, tokens, a way to track life, basic lands, and time to teach before competing. Ask every player to announce attacks and targets clearly. That courtesy teaches more than an unsolicited lecture about their pick order. Yumi says, give the evening a job first. 4 friends drafting need an event kit. One friend learning Commander needs a deck. The accessories can be excellent and still be the wrong first purchase. Collector boosters. Buy the treatment, not the dream of a refund. A collector booster contains 15 magic cards. A display contains 12 packs for 180 magic cards. The appeal is treatment density and exclusivity, not a larger bulk card count. Each pack includes at least 3 mystical archive cards. Collector boosters also provide access to the Japanese language Silver Scroll foil treatment and other premium slots described in Wizards Collecting Guide. The serialized Emeritus of Ideation is the headline chase. Its mechanical game function is not improved by serialization. The existence of an extraordinary card says nothing reliable about whether your sealed display will pay for itself. Market prices depend on the exact printing, finish, language, condition, and actual buyers. Unless you know the full probability distribution and current realizable sale values, do not claim an expected profit. My recommendation is a deliberately budgeted collector experience or no purchase at all. That second option remains an accredited course. For a specific card, identify the printing first and compare a direct single card purchase through a trustworthy source. Emeritus of Ideation. A preview is not a pull. The numbered treatment is a collecting decision, not a reason to assume your box will repay its cost. This publisher preview uses a sample serial number. It is not a photograph of a card Puzzlewick opened, and the existence of serialized cards says nothing about the value of an individual box. Set the opening budget before you meet the shiny object. Mystical Archive, beautiful cards, separate legality. There are 65 Mystical Archive cards, 25 uncommon, 25 rare, and 15 mythic rare. The Archive has its own SOA set code. The main Secrets of Strixhaven set uses SOS. The Commander products use SOSH. Special guests use SPG. Opening an Archive card in a new pack does not automatically make it standard legal. A reprint may already be legal through another current printing, or it may belong only in other formats. Limited is different. A card opened in your actual draft or sealed pool is generally available for that event under its rules. Check the card's present format status before taking it to a constructed event. For a first identification pass, search the full card name in Scryfall, open the exact printing, inspect its set code and collector number, then read the legality panel. Use Wizards' current format and banned list pages for the final tournament check. Our card search and deck building tools guide walks through that workflow. Force of Will. Recognize the card before the treatment. A familiar card can return wearing an unfamiliar frame. Start with its name, set code, and current format legality. Only then decide whether this printing interests you. A mystical archive appearance is not permission to put the card into standard. The beautiful border and the legal deck list answer different questions. Vampiric Tutor. Useful does not mean universally playable. A tutor searches for a card, which is why deck builders care about the text as much as collectors care about the finish. That does not make every printing legal in every format. Look up the exact card in your format before planning a purchase, and ask whether it serves your deck rather than simply arriving with a famous name. Imani says, read the tiny code before the big sales pitch. A premium treatment can change the look of a card without changing a single rule about where you may play it. What the premium finishes actually change. Japanese Mystical Archive illustrations are always printed with Japanese card text. Japanese play boosters can contain that variant in the archive slot. Collector boosters across languages can also include Japanese archive cards. Do not assume that the language on the outer box determines every card language inside. Borderless Planeswalkers, Elder Dragons, and Rare Lands appear in ordinary play and collector products in the finishes specified by Wizards. Field Notes treatments also cross those product lines. Silver Scroll foil Japanese archive cards are a collector-exclusive treatment. These distinctions matter more than whether a seller casually calls something special foil. Two copies with the same rules text can be different collector objects. Compare the collector number, language, finish, and condition together. Photograph a valuable-looking pull before handling it repeatedly, but do not confuse a photograph of shine with a professional condition assessment. The Japanese Archive, Art Language and Rules Language. This is an alternate visual treatment, not a new rules identity. Wizards identifies the Japanese Archive art as Japanese language cards. If that is the version you want to collect, check the actual printing and language rather than assuming any premium-looking listing is the same thing. For play, keep a reliable current rules reference available to everyone at the table. A real first deck, Silverquill Influence and the Commander Table Silverquill Influence is a complete 100-card Commander product, 2 traditional foil cards and 98 non-foil cards, plus 10 double-sided tokens, a reference card, and a deck box. Its face commander is Killian. Wizards describes a deck that taps, goads, and controls creatures while encouraging opponents to attack elsewhere. That social puzzle is its attraction, but it adds decisions for a new player. Before the first game, tell the table, "This is an unmodified pre-con, and I am learning its triggers. Can we play a teaching game?" Read your commander's abilities aloud, use the reference card, and ask about an unfamiliar effect before resolving it. The group should agree its expectations. The box does not establish a universal power level. Commander normally means a 100-card deck, including the commander, 40 starting life, and a commander available from the command zone. Do not shuffle both included legendary options into a 2-commander setup, unless their actual abilities permit it. Keep the other option in the 99 when its color identity fits. The official commander rules are the starting reference. A reasonable 3-session route is: first, learn your mana and turn sequence. Second, notice how your effects change other players' combat choices. Third, identify 2 cards whose jobs repeatedly fail in your games. Replace those jobs, not a random handful of expensive cards. A pre-con that you can explain is already more useful than a stronger list you cannot pilot. Compare broader options through our Commander Precon guide before buying 5 decks when you needed one. The official decklist identifies every included card and the double-sided tokens. Start there before an upgrade list. Knowing what you already own is a surprisingly powerful purchase filter. Iganjo Dinastorian, read the condition before the reward. The exciting part of a card is often below a condition that is easy to skim past. Iganjo Dinastorian rewards an attack involving at least 2 creatures with its prepared spell. Plan the turn that enables the reward. Do not mentally award it when the card enters. It is a good first exercise in asking, what must happen before I get to do the clever part? Eidolon of countless battles, choose how to use the card bestow lets the card do a different job from simply being cast as a creature. Its size calculation also asks you to count creatures and auras, not every permanent you own. Before committing mana, say which mode you are choosing and what you expect the count to be. That makes the decision understandable to both you and the other players. Margot says, count the deck before you improve it. 100 cards is a requirement. 100 opinions about those cards is just commander. Killian, the 3 details that make the deck click: your enchantment, not necessarily your creature. An enchantment you control entering lets Killian tap and goad up to 1 target creature. An aura you control can be attached to an opponent's creature. Control of the aura and control of the creature are different questions. 1 attack trigger, not 1 card per attacker. When 1 or more creatures carrying auras you control attack, Killian draws a card. 2 qualifying creatures attacking together do not turn that single ability into 2 draws. Combat damage is not required for that trigger. Goad is not a remote control attack button. A tapped creature cannot attack just because it is goaded, and goad does not grant haste or remove other restrictions. In a duel, attack someone other than me cannot manufacture another opponent. The official ruling on page 75 explains the exceptions. Announce the effect and let the table check them with you. Herald of Amity. Find the engine, then the attack. The entering ability looks at the top 8 cards and can let you cast an aura without paying its mana cost. The attack ability is a separate event that rewards the auras you control. Say those 2 jobs separately when learning the deck. It keeps an exciting chain of effects from becoming 1 imaginary ability that happens whenever you wish. Flickering Ward, small text, repeatable decisions. This aura asks you to choose a color and supplies its own protection exception so it does not remove itself. Its return to hand ability gives you another decision: keep the protection where it is or pay to retrieve the aura for another use. Read the exception aloud. Protection is one of those magic words that sounds simpler than the rules it represents. Angelic Destiny. Not every exit returns the aura. The creature gets a substantial bonus, flying and first strike. The return clause cares about the enchanted creature dying. Exiling it or returning it to a hand is not the same event. Before promising yourself that you will get the aura back, name how the creature is leaving the battlefield. The verb matters more than the dramatic animation in your head. Scriv and the contract. Read the small print. Scriv creates a contract aura attached to an opponent's creature when Scriv enters or attacks. Scriv flies and has death touch, but the contract is a separate enchantment, not an ability printed onto the other creature. Put Scriv beside Killian and follow the events in order. A contract enters under your control, Killian can trigger, and an appropriately enchanted creature attacking later can trigger Killian's draw ability. Do not skip straight to the result. Announcing each trigger makes the deck much easier for everyone to follow. If Scriv's target becomes illegal before the ability resolves, no contract is created. Do not leave a spare token attached to something else just because you already reached for it. Forum filibuster. The order is doing real work. The upkeep ability first creates an inkling and can then return an aura or equipment from your graveyard attached to that token. Read the sequence as a small recovery plan. Make a body, then give it something useful. An attached card has not been cast from your hand, and a fresh creature still needs to obey the usual restrictions on attacking. Ajani's Chosen. An enchantment can make another body an enchantment entering under your control, creates a cat token through this card. If that enchantment is an aura, the ability can attach it to the new cat. That is a concrete reason the deck cares about enchantments beyond their printed bonuses. Resolve the trigger carefully rather than assuming the aura was always on the creature you now prefer. Armored Skyhunter. Putting a card into play is not casting it. An attack lets you look at six cards and potentially put an aura or equipment from them onto the battlefield. Compare that wording with Herald of Amity, which tells you to cast an aura. Similar-looking rewards can interact differently with cast triggers. You do not have to know every interaction yet. Noticing the different verb is the expert habit to start practicing. What does a contract actually offer an opponent? The contract checks where its enchanted creature attacks. If it attacks one of your opponents, it gets +2/+0 for the turn. Otherwise, its controller loses 2 life. Here, your refers to the contract's controller, not automatically the creature's controller. It is not an upkeep tax, and it does not drain 2 life merely because the creature stayed home. The trigger begins with that creature attacking. Mark who controls the aura, especially when the permanent cards sit on another player's side of the table. Silverquill includes 4 contract copy double-sided tokens. Keep the contract face visible while representing a contract. The other side is a different token reference, not a mode you can flip during play for a new effect. Archon of Sun's Grace. The Pegasus has a source. The enchantment trigger makes a flying Pegasus token, and the Archon gives your Pegasi lifelink. These are 2 related but separate reasons to keep track of the Archon. The printed token tells you its basic characteristics. Another permanent can grant it an additional ability. If that permanent leaves, check which bonuses still exist instead of leaving yesterday's assumptions on the table. Combat Calligrapher. Already attacking is a useful distinction. The ability creates a tapped attacking inkling when a player attacks one of your opponents. That token did not go through the normal declaration of attackers. Do not automatically trigger every ability that says a creature attacks just because a new token is now attacking. Keep that distinction beside Killian's trigger, especially when several players and several effects are involved. Copy, a reminder needs a name. A generic copy token is a reminder for an effect, not an independent instruction to copy anything you like. Put a clear note beside it identifying what it represents. The effect creating the copy determines its characteristics and exceptions. If the table cannot tell what the token is copying, pause and fix the record before the next combat. Inkling. Distinguish the token from the way it arrived. The inkling face shows a 2/1 flyer. It does not by itself tell you whether that particular token entered tapped, was created attacking, or has another temporary bonus. Those instructions come from the effect that made it and the current game state. Use the token to remember the creature. Use the source card to resolve the event. Pegasus. Count objects, not printed sides. The Pegasus face represents a 2/2 flyer. In the box token inventory, it is a reverse face, so turning an inkling Pegasus card over does not magically create a second creature. If both are needed at once, use another clear marker. 10 double-sided token cards are 10 physical pieces, even though they can represent more than 10 printed faces. The protection kit that earns its place immediately for Commander Begin with at least 100 matching standard size outer sleeves, plus spares. A token can be visually distinct. Cards that might enter the same deck should not advertise their identity from the back. Dragon Shield standard size sleeves fit magic cards, Japanese size sleeves do not. Choose a deck box by the deck you will actually carry. A 100 plus capacity is a manufacturer claim under particular sleeve conditions, not proof that every double-sleeved deck plus tokens fits. Test the closure without compression. A Gamegenic Bastion 100 plus XL is a sensible option to compare. Do not force a rigid lid against the top of valuable cards. A smooth, illustrated playmat provides a consistent picking-up surface. A binder is for the collection you want to browse. A deck box is for the deck you play. Keep drinks on a separate surface and carry the box in a bag where it cannot tumble into keys. None of this requires buying the entire accessory aisle on the same afternoon. Imani says, sleeves first. Three decorative storage systems can wait until you have a deck that needs one. Your first upgrade should make shuffling easier, not moving house harder. A box that closes gently is the right size. The Bastion 100 plus XL is a rigid deck box option, not a guarantee that your particular sleeve combination and every token fit. Sleeve the complete deck, add only the tokens you need, and test the lid without pressure. A snug fit is useful, bowed cards are a warning. The Precons supplied box is enough to begin. Upgrade when the deck travels regularly or your sleeves have outgrown that box. If you already own a suitable case, keep it. The archive does not award points for redundant containers. Robert says, the lid is not a compression test. If closing your deck box requires conviction, the box is too small. An illustrated mat for the actual table, a mat helps you lift sleeved cards off a hard table and gives each player an obvious play area. This illustrated 9 design is a third-party fantasy mat, not official Strixhaven or Wizards artwork. Choose it because you like the art and its surface, not because it changes the rules. Measure your seat at the table before buying several large mats. 4 players still need space for libraries, graveyards, life totals, and shared objects. Keep drinks off the play surface. The nicest mat in the room is not flood insurance. Give the keepers a different home from the active deck. A zipped binder is for cards you want to browse and identify. A deck box is for the list you shuffle. The Vault X option provides a dedicated collection home without making the active deck carry every attractive pull. Sort by purpose first, playing, keeping, trading, or researching. For a card you might trade, record the full name, collect a number, language, and finish before checking comparable sales. A foil-looking card and a specific scarce foil treatment are not interchangeable listings. Robert says, a lovely pull deserves a sleeve before it deserves a speech. Protect it, identify the exact printing, then decide whether it belongs in your deck, your archive, or someone else's collection. Track the information the table actually needs. The Commander Essentials Life Tracks Kit is an optional physical tracking system. Before buying it, decide which information you struggle to keep visible. Life, commander damage, or counters. A clear written record or an agreed app may already solve the problem. In Commander, 21 combat damage from the same commander is a separate losing condition from reaching 0 life. It is not all damage from a player combined. Make that distinction visible and confirm totals together after combat. Pack the deck, not the entire collection. A dedicated travel bag becomes useful when you regularly carry several protected decks, a mat, and tokens. Pack rigid deck boxes so they cannot tumble. Keep loose keys, liquids, and snacks away from the cards. The USA gear bag is a transport option, not archival storage. For the first store visit, one deck, its tokens, a life tracker, and enough patience are a complete loadout. Call ahead about the event format and tell the organizer you are new. You are joining a table, not auditioning for tenure. What the community is asking, and what the evidence can answer. An August 18 discussion in r/MTGFinance focused on Codex Bundle market movement. Earlier Magic community threads concentrated on promo identities and the difference between a Codex and ordinary bundle. Those are useful demand signals. Buyers are trying to understand the product, not merely asking for more adjectives about its foil. They are not a forecast. A discussion of rising asking prices cannot establish completed sales, permanent scarcity, or what the next opening contains. TCG Players Market and editorial coverage is useful for spotting those questions. Wizards Product Guide settles the contents. We keep those evidence jobs separate. My answer to the recurring question is deliberately unglamorous. Compare the exact contents you value with the live total, choose a finished activity, and stop at that activity's natural end. A satisfying draft is a return you can actually experience. An unsold card price estimate is not cash. Yumi says, I love a shared opening. I love it more when everyone knows which cards are theirs before anyone discovers a card they suddenly feel very attached to. Your first Strixhaven evening in order before buying. Ask your group whether it plays Commander, Draft, or another format. Before opening, agree pack ownership and any prize. Before shuffling, sleeve the active deck and set out tokens and a life tracker. During play, announce your actions, ask what an unfamiliar card does, and call a judge at an organized event instead of arguing from memory. After play, separate the cards you will use, the cards you want to keep, and the cards that need identification. Record the exact printing before trading. Ready for another table, you should be able to describe your format, explain how your deck wins, take a basic turn without being rushed, and ask for clarification without apologizing for existing. You do not need to know every card in a university full of them. Final verdict: buy the evening first. A Commander deck supplies a deck. Draft Night supplies a group project. The Ordinary Bundle and Codex supply different opening experiences. Collector Boosters supply premium treatment chances. None should impersonate the other four. Margot's final recommendation: choose one route, protect what you open, and let the next purchase answer something you learned while playing. The admissions office does not require a second mortgage. Frequently asked questions: is the Secrets of Strixhaven Codex bundle worth it? It can suit a fan who wants its exact mix of 6 play boosters, 2 collector boosters, 2 randomly selected promos, foil lands, and storage. Compare the current total with only the components you genuinely want. It is not a ready-to-play deck or a guaranteed profitable opening. What should a complete beginner buy for Secrets of Strixhaven? Match the group first. A complete Commander deck suits a Commander teaching table. Draft Night suits 4 people learning Pick 2 Draft with help. Booster products alone do not provide a predetermined playable deck. Does the Codex bundle guarantee Sol Ring? Number: it contains 2 promos selected from 6 possible cards. Sol Ring is one of the possibilities, alongside 5 enemy color talismans. How many packs are in each Strixhaven product? The Ordinary bundle has 9 play boosters. Codex has 6 play and 2 collector boosters. Draft Night has 12 play and 1 collector booster. A play display has 30 packs. A collector display has 12. Are Mystical Archive cards legal in Standard? Not automatically. A card must have another currently standard legal printing or otherwise satisfy the format rules and not be banned. The SOA archive code does not grant standard legality simply because the card came from a new pack. How many Mystical Archive cards are in the set? Wizards list 65, 25 uncommon, 25 rare, and 15 mythic rare. Play boosters contain at least 1 archive card, and collector boosters at least 3. Can an English collector booster contain Japanese cards? Yes, Japanese Mystical Archive cards have Japanese text and can appear in collector boosters across languages. Read the treatment description rather than assuming every card matches the outer packaging language. Is Draft Night the same as an 8-player draft box? Number: this package supports a 4-player Pick 2 draft with 12 play boosters, basic lands, tokens, and a collector booster presented as a prize. Follow its insert rather than assuming a standard 8-player procedure. Can I use my old magic sleeves and deck box? Yes, if the sleeves are standard magic size, consistent and in good condition, and the deck box accommodates the actual sleeved deck without compression. Test double-sleeved capacity rather than relying only on a 100-plus label. Do expensive treatments play better? Number: a treatment can change appearance, scarcity, and collector interest, but not the rules function of the same card. Buy a finish because you want it, not for a gameplay advantage. Does Killian draw a card for every enchanted creature attacking? Number: Killian says 1 or more qualifying creatures. Several creatures carrying auras you control attacking together produce 1 trigger from that ability, not a draw for each creature. Combat damage is not required. Does Goad let a tapped creature attack? Number: Goad does not untap the creature, grant haste, or override an attack restriction. The official Killian release notes describe when a goaded creature cannot attack. Does a contract drain life if its creature does not attack? Number: the contract triggers when the enchanted creature attacks. It then checks whether the attack is at an opponent of the Aura controller, granting +2/+0, if so, or causing its controller to lose 2 life otherwise. Is Silverquill Influence the same deck as Silverquill Statement? Number Influence is the 2026 Secrets of Strixhaven Commander product. Statement is a different deck from the 2021 Strixhaven release. Match the full product name and year.